Well, this is the Chaitanya Charitamrita class. It's a new story about the Mridanga Bhanga Leela. The story of the breaking of the Mridanga. Adi Leela, chapter 17, verse 121 through 126. Nagariya Loke Prabhu Jabayagya Leela. Gare Gare Sankirtana Karita Lagila. Mahaprabhu ordered all the people of Navadri to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Sankirtan. In each and every home they began performing Sankirtan regularly. Gare Gare. Agyadila. Prabhu Agyadila. Prabhu gave this order to all the Nagariya. Nagari Loke. All the people of Navadri. He said, listen, in every home, Gari Gari, you should start the Sankirtan. So then we have to say, okay, you have a home, you have a wife and children. Are you performing Sankirtan in your home every day? This is what he told them to chant. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. All the devotees chanted this popular song along with the Hare Krishna mantra. Mridanga Karatala Sankirtan Tan ma mahadwani, hari hari dwani vina anya shuni nai shuni. When the Sankirtan was started, no one in Navadri could hear anything else but the chanting mahadwani, the great vibrations of Sankirtan. Mahadwani hari hari dwani vina anya nai shuni. All anyone could hear in Navadri was Hari, 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 and the beating of Mridanga and clashing of hand cymbals. So Prabhupada says in his purport, this was a favorite song of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama, Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. But all such Sankirtan must be preceded by chanting the holy names of the Panchatattvas. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Gaur Bhaktivinoda. We chant these two mantras, Panchatattva and Mahamantra. These other two lines, Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama, Gopala Govindaram Shri Madhusudan, should be added, especially in Mayapur. Chanting of these six lines should go on so perfectly well that no one there hears any vibration other than the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. That will make the center spiritually all perfect. So we're also a center of Krishna consciousness. At least we're trying to be a center. Every guru has opened a center of Krishna consciousness in our heart. When the guru gives diksha, then he installs Radha and Krishna in the heart through the Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri mantra. Three times he speaks their holy names, Yoga mantra, Kam Gayatri, Gopal mantra, into the right ear and injects the divine couple into the heart of the disciple along with the holy dham. And gives some meditation also for the disciple to consider. So then we become a center of Krishna consciousness. We become a dham. The body is no longer considered. It's considered a chit deha. He says a prakriti deha. In Sanatana Shiksha, Lord Chaitanya says, Diksha Kali, at the time of Diksha, the disciple's body becomes a prakrit. A prakrit means a prakrit dham. A prakrit deha. Like this land, we say land. Deha means land, body, place. This body becomes a prakrit deha, a prakrit dham. The heart becomes an abode of the Lord. And as Prabhupada is saying, that this will make our center spiritually perfect if we chant these six lines. Two lines of Hare Krishna mantra, two lines of Panchatattva mantra, and two lines of this Sankirtan mantra, the Lord Chaitanya. Personally, he told all the grihasthas, he said, take kol and mridanga, mridanga and kartal, and perform Sankirtan. What type of Sankirtan? He says, Gari Gari Sankirtan Karita Lagila. Lagila means begin or to take. And this is the Sankirtan. Sankirtan means kirtan, together. Glorification of the Lord's name. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan. So Prabhupada says no one should hear any other vibration than the chanting of the holy names in Mayapur. That will make our center perfect. So this body is also a center. So if we don't hear anything else but the vibration of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, that will certainly make our body centers perfect, spiritually perfect. That, of course, he's referring to Mayapur. Especially in Mayapur, these three mantras should be chanted. So these six lines are chanted, and then we become spiritually perfect. Shunya jay kruda haila sakala yavan gaji pashe yasi sabe kaila nivedan. Hearing the resounding vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra, the local Muslims became greatly angry and submitted a complaint to the ruling Qazi. Krode sanye kale kaji hekagare aila mridanga bangiya loke kahite lagila. The Chan Qazi came to one home in the evening, and when he saw the kirtan going on, he broke the mridanga and spoke as follows. Mridanga bangiya. Heta kala keha nahi kala hindu yani ebe ye udyam chalo karabala jani. Listen, for so long you did not follow the regulative principles of the Hindu religion, but now you are following them with great enthusiasm. May I know by whose strength you are doing so? The Prabhupada says, in other words, this Muslim Qazi who is ruling Bengal and controlling all the Hindus and their freedom of speech and freedom of religious expression, he was extremely terrorizing them. So they were very much subdued and practically stopping their religious practices. At least it was all being done in a very quiet and secretive way within the confines of their homes. They weren't making any big noise, quietly chanting japa, studying Bhagavatam, etc., not making any outcries. Now he says, what's going on? For so long, the Mughals have been in charge of this area, and we have not heard anything, any peep or words from you Hindus. It doesn't seem that you've been even following your regulative principles of your own religion. Why all of a sudden you're so enthusiastic? Who has inspired you like this? Who is behind us all of this? So this means that at that time, 500 years ago, the followers of Sanatana Dharma, Vedic principles, they were greatly suppressed. It's like in present-day Pakistan. There are still Hindus living in Karachi, but they practice their religion in a very secretive way. They don't have Rath Yatra and all kinds of outward pageants and shows and big public Janmashtami functions. It won't be appreciated. Matter of fact, they may even get harassed or terrorized or put in jail. So they do everything very secretly, and devotees go there to Pakistan undercover, and then they meet in some apartment secretly, then they put on dhoti inside and have chanting and artik and class, and then it's all very top secret. Well, this is the fact over here also. I was thinking when I read it, it reminds me a little bit of modern-day India. Now, modern-day India is not terrorized by the Mughals or the Muslims, but it's terrorized by America. It's terrorized by the cultural values of America, which is a culture based on the body and based on the impermanence of the body and based on the non-existence of the eternal soul and based on the principle of eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die, and based on the energizing principle of consumerism. This is American culture, Western culture, McDonald's culture, Johnny Walker culture. And that's becoming quite popular in India, subcontinent. But now, under the influence of various ISKCON centers and other preachers of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, people are becoming very enthusiastic to practice a religion. People that once ate onions and garlic and drank a little whiskey and beer socially and even smoked a few cigarettes, they've abandoned these practices and they start to wear tilak and dhoti and sari and study Bhagavatam regularly and offer their food and take pure Krishna prasad and attend spiritual functions and satsangs and even walk around chanting Hare Krishna mantra with mala and tilak on their face. So then someone may approach them and say, what happened to you? Who has influenced you like this? For so long I didn't see you weren't following any regulative principles of Hindu religion. and just living like an ordinary so-called Hindu in name only? Now, who has brought about this sudden change in your behavior where you're taking up kol and kartal, and chanting and dancing and wearing tilak? Who has done that? By whose strength are you doing so? They say, oh, I'm associating with ISKCON. What's going on today? So he's inquiring, what is going on here? Everything's been quiet, and all of a sudden there's a boom, 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 dang, 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 Hare Krishna. So then he gave a decree, he gave an order. Keha kirtana na kariha sakala nagari aji ami shamakari jaite chonagari. Listen, everyone. No one should perform sankirtan on the streets of this city. Today I am excusing the offense and returning home. Arajari kirtan karite lagapainu sarvasva dhandiyatara jati jila imu. The next time I see someone performing such sankirtan with mridangan kartals in the streets of this city, I will certainly chastise him by not only confiscating all his property, but converting him into a Muslim. Well, there's not much left. It's another way of saying I will kill you. In other words, if I catch anyone in this city performing sankirtan of Bhagavan Nam with kol and kartal, I will kill them. You take away someone's property, they have no income. Immediate recession. And if you take away someone's caste, and you take away someone's dharma, then they're dead. And dharma was life. Dharma was the life of people. And dharmas and sanatan dharmas, if you can convert a Hindu into a mogul or Muslim, then he's as good as dead. In fact, he'll give up his life oftentimes. So he's saying that. Itak pali khaji jela nagari loka prabhustani nivedila pana bhara shoka. It was they were lamenting. Shoka means they were in great shock. After saying this to the people of Nadia, the Qazi returned to his home. The devotees were greatly shocked that they were forbidden to chant Hare Krishna. They submitted their grief, their lamentation, their shok, to Prabhu Bishambhar. Prabhu Agyadila Jaha Karaha Kirtan Muni Samharimu Aji Sakala Yavan. Mahaprabhu said, go perform sankirtan. Today I shall kill all the Muslims. Garegiya Sabaloka Karaya Kirtan Kajira Bhaya Swachanda Nahi Chamatkitaman. Returning home, all the citizens of Nadia began performing sankirtan. But because of the order of the Qazi, they were not carefree, but always full of anxieties. They were waiting to get busted. They're anxious because he said, if I catch anyone performing sankirtan, I will take all your property away. That means your house, your land, everything. You'll be out on the street. All you'll be left with is your kol and kartal. You can cover yourself with your mridanga and your kartal. Be the only clothes on your back. And not only that, I'll convert you into a mogul. Throw water on you, make you a Muslim. They're very anxious. They were chanting, all right, but nervously. Tasmarantare baya prabhu mane jani kahite lagila loke shigra dhaki ani. Understanding the anxiety within the people's minds, the Lord called them together and spoke as follows. Very soon he called them, shigra. Nagare nagare aji karimu kirtan sandhya kale karasabe nagara mandan. Mahaprabhu said, in the evening I shall perform sankirtan today in each and every town. Therefore you should all decorate the city in the evening. So Lord Chaitanya is going to perform sankirtan all over Navadvip, and he's asking the residents to decorate the city for the function. Sandhyate dhyuti sabe jwala gare gare deka kon kaje yasi more mana kare. Mahaprabhu says, in the evening, light up every home with torchlights. I shall give protection to everyone. Let us see what kind of Qazi comes to stop our kirtan. Deke kon kaji asi more mana kore. Let's see what kind of magistrate comes and tries to stop me. Hetakai sandhya kale chale gorarai kirtanera kaila prabhutina sampradai. After saying this in the evening, Lord Gaurarai went out and formed three parties to perform kirtan. This is the scheme for performing kirtan in procession. Should be three parties. During Mahaprabhu's time, one party was composed of 21 men, 4 mardangas, 1 lead singer, and 16 kartals. 4 times as many kartals as mardangas. 4 mardangas, 16 kartals, 1 lead singer. If many men join the Sankirtan movement, they may follow in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu and form different parties according to time and number of men available. Age sampradaye nitya kare haridas madhyanache acharya gosai paramaulas. In the first party in the front danced Haridas Thakur, and the middle party danced Advaitacharya with great jubilation. Pache sampradaye nitya kare gorachandra Tandra Sange Nache Bule Prabhu Nityananda. Lord Gaurasundara himself danced in the rear party, and Nityananda moved with Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Leading the party was Haridas. It's very interesting. In the front party, the front means the first party that you're going to see. So the first party that the Qazi was going to see and all the public was going to see was a party led by a Muslim. Very interesting arrangement of the dancers. So then first, in the leading party out front, he put one converted Muslim leading the way, dancing. In the front party was Haridas Thakur, Age Sampradaya Nitya. In the middle was Advaitacharya, dancing with Parama Ulas, great Ulas. So they kept the old guy protected in the middle. The back party, in the confidential hidden area in the backside, that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Vrindavana dasaya Chaitanya Mangal Vistari Varniya Chena Prabhu Kripa Bal. By the order of the Lord, Vrindavana Das Thakur has elaborately described this incident in Chaitanya Mangal, now Chaitanya Bhagavat. He mata kirtankari nagare brahmila brahmate brahmite sabe kachi dware gela. Performing kirtan in this way, circumambulating through every nook and corner of the city, they finally reached the door of the Qazi. Tarja garja kare loka kare kolahala gorachandra bale loka prashraya pagal. Tarja garja, murmuring in anger and making a roaring sound. Kolahala, the people under the protection of Gorachandra became mad through such indulgence. Purport. The Qazi issued an order not to perform Sankirtan. But Mahaprabhu ordered civil disobedience to the Qazi's order, and all the devotees, naturally enthusiastic, although agitated, must have made a great noise with their loud cries. Kirtanera dvanite kaji lukaila gari tarjan garjan shunina hayabahire. The loud sounding of the chanting of Sankirtan, Kirtan, made the Qazi very much afraid, and he hid himself within his room. Hearing the people protesting and murmuring in anger, the Qazi refused to come out of his house. The Qazi was very much afraid, as naturally one should be under such circumstances. The Prabhupada is advocating that people all around the world should join together in ISKCON, Krishna consciousness, and protest the present-day degraded governments. The only remedy for such conditions is to increase the Sankirtan movement under the banner of Krishna consciousness and protest against the sinful activities of all the world's governments. Powerful purport. There are always rogues and thieves in human society, and when there's a weak government that can't execute its duties, rogues and thieves come out and do their business. There was immediate need for a good government that is governed by the people with Krishna consciousness. That's nice. Maybe someday there'll be a Krishna conscious prime minister. So the people are pretty wild now. It's a mass movement appearing at the Qazi's door. They're kolalal, they're yelling, burn him, cut his beard, get that guy, throw him in the Ganga. Haribol, Haribol. He's hiding in his room, trembling in fear. Udata loka bange kajiragara pushpavan vistarivarni laihad dasha vrindavan. Naturally, some of the people who were very much agitated began to retaliate the Qazi's actions by wrecking his house and flower garden. Vrindavanas has elaborately described this incident. It says, Bange Kajiragara Pushpavan. Bange, they started breaking his house down and his flower garden. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tara, Dorite Vasila, Bhavyaloka Pataya Kajaribolaya. When later, because that was the advance party, Haridas and Advaita, when Mahaprabhu finally arrived with his party, the third Sankirtan party arrived at Kasi's house, he sat down by the doorway and sent some respectable persons a call for the Kasi. Dura haite aila kaji matta noyaya kajire vasila prabhu samana kariya. The Qazi came out to see the Lord. His head was bound down in shame. The Lord gave great respect to him and a seat. Some of the men in Mahaprabhu's party were agitated because they couldn't control their minds. Even though the Lord was peaceful, thoroughly peaceful and sober and unagitated, some people got excited. Prabhupalena Ami Tomar Ayalama Abhyagata Ami Deki Lukaila E Dharma Kemata. In a friendly way, Vishambhara said, sir, I have come to your home as your guest, but upon seeing me, why did you hide yourself in your room? What kind of etiquette is that? Kajikai Tume Aisa Kurohaya Toma Shanta Karaite Rahina Lukaya. Qazi replied, you have come to my house in a very angry mood. To pacify you, I did not come before you immediately, but kept myself hidden. That's interesting. I was just hiding to pacify you. Eve tumi shanta haila asimilanan bangya mora toma hina atiti palan. Now that you have become pacified, I have come to you. It is my good fortune to receive a guest of honor, a guest like your honor. Grama sambande chakravarti hayam mora chacha deya bande haite hai grama sambanda sancha. In our village relationship, Nilambar Chakravarti was my uncle. Such a relationship is stronger than bodily relationship. Nilambar Chakravarti haya tumara nana se sambande hao tumi amara banginam. Nilambar Chakravarti is your maternal grandfather, and by this relationship you are also my nephew. Baginara krodha mama avashya sahai matulera aparada bangina na alai. When a nephew is very angry, in other words, they're having this discussion, the Qazi and Mahaprabhu, and this indication that there's some relationship, there's some common relatives, and he's trying to draw that this person, although the one's Hindu, one's Muslim, he's trying to show that because of age differences that the Qazi should treat Lord Chaitanya like his chacha or his uncle. When a nephew is very angry, his maternal uncle is tolerant, and when the maternal uncle commits an offense, the nephew does not take it very seriously. Hey mata dunhar kata hayatara tore bitarara artakeya buchite napari. In this way, the Qazi and the Lord talk with each other with various indications, but no outsider could understand the inner meaning of their conversation. So this goes on. We'll continue tomorrow. It's a rather long story, but it's interesting to visualize the whole thing and of course, gain the lesson here. The lesson is that is the Lord can't tolerate the anxiety of devotees. And he'll make some arrangement. Says chinta. The Nadiyavasis, they felt they were full of chinta over this threat. This Qazi has scared them all and threatened them all. If you come out in public again and perform sankirtan, I'll break your mridanga. Not I'll break your mridanga, but I'll break your life. I'll break your head. I'll confiscate all your property and turn you into a Muslim. So they were much agitated and very anxious and disturbed over this. That's what Krishna knows. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows the hearts of his devotees. And he's very much keeping track of the pulse rate of the devotees' hearts, just like a doctor in a hospital. If you are in intensive care unit, then they're regularly, as nurse or doctor, they're regularly monitoring your heartbeat. They have some graph even. Sometimes they put some electrodes on your heart and they monitor up, down, beep, 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 beep. So they want to see what your heartbeat is. And then if it takes a dip or goes down, then they administer some medicine or even electric shock or whatever. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Sri Krishna, they are watching the heartbeats of their devotees. They're very keen to watch the heartbeats of their devotees. So when they see that their heartbeat's going down, or there's some agitation, or there's some anxiety in their lives, then Krishna himself immediately comes to make an makes an arrangement to remove the anxiety from the devotee's heart, to remove the anxious feeling from the devotee's mind. And this way he did it personally by gathering to him. First he gave enthusiasm and gave encouragement. He personally told all the devotees with encouraging words, "Forget it, I'll stop this kazi. We'll go on with the sankirtan. Continue doing sankirtan in every house. Don't be afraid." So the Lord acts to relieve the anxiety of devotees and also to refresh them with renewed encouragement and enthusiasm to perform their devotional activities. The Lord is doing this personally in a direct way with his associates, or in an indirect way through the heart or through the arrangement of the environment, or other devotees may come our way and speak encouraging words or give an encouraging example to us, or somehow bring us out of the doldrums and encourage us with hope and enthusiasm to go on in bhakti and to surrender more and more. This is a loving reciprocation with the Lord. The story is illustrating that God is always there for his devotees. He never forsakes his devotees at any time. They have nothing to fear, whether it's the kazi or the crazy. crazy mind or the kazi. Our crazy mind tries to discourage us and fill us with hopelessness. But then Krishna comes to the sincere devotee and creates renewed hope and renewed encouragement. And again we become enthusiastic. And again we push forward and please Krishna. And try to please Krishna. And then we go forward like this. One step forward, two steps back, three steps forward. And this way we continually make forward progress. We continually make forward progress back home, back to Godhead, although occasionally we go one step forward, then two steps back. Oh, I lost ground. I went one step, but now I lost two steps. Then all of a sudden Krishna picks us up and carries us three steps forward. Now we're one step ahead. And this way we keep marching back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.